So we are discussing about the formation of Klal Yisrael and the formation of the Oves. And we saw last week about the existence of Ishmael, how we interpret the idea of Ishmael and of the beginning of Islam and of the Arab nation. And what we mentioned is that they realized that the world has a dichotomy. There is a dichotomy in the essence of the world. What you see, a world of kindness, of greatness, of light, and at the same time we see punishment, we see suffering, theodicy. And what they saw is that they assumed that God's kindness is for the humans. Humans are the ones who are supposed to focus on kindness. But God is the just and the punishing and quote-unquote the tough God. And there is a difference between humans and the divine. That is a break. It's a famous called the Islam break. And the Tzaddik says that that is alluded by their calendar. The calendar is a lunar calendar and there's no co-joining with the solar calendar. The solar represents God, the giving. The moon is the receiver, which is the humans. And then there is a separation between the two. And we saw the last time a few allusions in the Quran for such an idea, how they envisioned Olam Haba, they envisioned the world to come as a physical place, as an extension, a continuation of the world here, right? And also what they saw as revelation, they saw as Malach Gabriel, the Gabriel, which is the angel that we know of punishment. That's how they saw that Hashem, the God, revealed himself to Muhammad. And that dichotomy is throughout how the Quran reinterprets the Bible. They do that. I think one of the main themes that scholars will bring is the famous story that Avraham Avinu argues with Hashem. There is an argument about Sodom. Maybe 50 people and they bargain and they argue. And Avraham Avinu, Hashem tells Avraham, "Hamechase ani me'Avraham et Hashem yoseh," meaning, would I hide from him? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and there is an argument. The Quran says, should I hide from Avraham? And the answer is, there's no argument. He tells Avraham that what will happen, and Avraham doesn't argue. Avraham accepts it, and then Hashem says, but don't worry, I'll save your family. There is no argument. And all the interpreters of Quran will say, you see, that's the beauty of the Quran. The Quran doesn't believe that humans have the ability to argue with God. Who are humans to argue with God? But because there is a separation, there is a division. We pride ourselves, as you'll see, that humans have a role to argue with God, to come in the world, that we try to make the world better. There is a unity between humans and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Quran doesn't sponsor. Now, where does that unity start from? So I told you, they see the world of justice. That's how the Tzaddik learns. Being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world of kindness, man, they were created out of kindness, and therefore they are supposed to be kind to each other. That's why they are ready. If you go to an Islamic house as a guest, they'll take you in and you'll be treated nicely. But they'll kill and maim and do all kinds of horrendous things in the name of God. Like, why? Because they say that this dichotomy. Now let's talk. We're going to learn now about Yitzchak. And we're going to see that this very Jewish view of the world, of how humans relate to Hashem. So the Tzaddik in Resis Elayla, we start with Zeba Sogas Yitzchak Avinu. Now we're going to learn about Yitzchak. Sheba Achar Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak comes after Avraham. Shaya Rosh Mashigim Shesh Borei Olam. What Avraham brought to the world, his innovation, was the idea that he recognized that the world has a creator, it has a master. V'ulon istapek be'asogas aviv. Now this is the chidush of Yitzchak, which is different than Ishmael. He was not sufficient. He was not happy just following Avraham. Because you'd say, you have your father, like there is a rich father, there's a noble son, and there's a poor grandson. I mean, people spend the wealth of the parents. Yitzchak was not like that. Avraham Avinu brought this idea to the world, but for Yitzchok that was not enough. Rak ratza lehasig od asaga nivdelet. He wanted to have his own unique understanding and perception of God. De'alken nikra Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yitzchak kol echad ve'echad. And there is an individual relationship. And that's the chidush of Yitzchok, that he wanted to have his own individual contribution. Which, by the way, this is so Jewish. We are not here just to follow the footsteps of our parents. We're supposed to add something, to take to a new dimension. Just keeping it up doesn't do it. There is something unique about each and every generation. To the extent I told you that that leads to aloha, and when we're going to get in a few weeks to the concept of tradition, when there is a later generation, at least in the times of the Gemara, after Abai Verova, that argues with the previous generation, the aloha is like the future generation. And we are dealing, my mom passed away a few weeks ago, I think the Olam knows, and you deal what the new generation is supposed to do, dor holech vedor ba, what the new generation is supposed to do, and it's supposed to create something new, to the point that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that we have to thank Adam Arishon for death. Because if not, we would not be able to innovate anything. Because imagine, there is a famous now thinking about the idea of extending life. People, Yuval Harari has in his book, Homo Deus, the idea that we should extend life for people, humans to live 500 years. And the question is this good or bad? And the Gemara says that we have to really thank Adam Arishon for having eaten Yetz Hadas and brought death to the world. Because otherwise it would be very hard for us, as the later generations, to give a contribution against the early generations. Innovation is part of Jewish thinking. Yitzchok was able to do it and to bring a new hasoga. He did not continue just Avraham, he took it to the next step. And that's the difference between Yitzchok and Ishmael. Ki kol echad haya masig hasoga miyuchedet v'nivdelet. Yitzchok was that he wanted to perceive Hashem, taking Avraham Avinu to a different perspective, from a different angle. V'dover ze chidush Yitzchok Avinu. The chidush of Yitzchok, if you want to summarize, is that he believed in the concept of innovation. Yitzchok is human innovation, human creativity. That when you go, you don't just follow what your father did, you take it to the next step. That's why Chazal say that he's the beginning of Midas Adin. Because Midas Adin is the pshat, is that God gave humans the ability to actually earn their keep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world incomplete for humans to bring completion. You realize that this idea of Yitzchok is the fact that he went the next step. That is Yitzchok Avinu. From the mere fact that God needed a multitude of people, al korchach deish asagot shonot, al korchach, each one adds a unique perspective, because otherwise, why do we need all these people here? Likilusu isbor kolachas emes leatzbo lemkoima, and each and every one is a perspective which is unique for the person and from the place. You realize that we are going to learn afterwards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revelation, is the sum total of all of Jewish perception. This is the Gilui. Nobody can have all the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gilui needs to come from somebody else. That's how Yitzchok perceived life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that because there are so many people, each one has a uniqueness of perspective and you have to search for that unique perspective. That's why Chazal say, the Zohar write, the Shishim Ribo Yisla, so there are 600,000 letters, however you decide, in a Sefer Torah. And each one is a letter, right? Each one of us is a perspective. The one who saw that uniqueness of the individuals is Yitzchok. That's a bit of Yitzchok. וזהו מידוסון של האובס. And that's the mid of the obvious. שאין כאן מחלוקת באמת. Even though you would always think that Yitzchak is the ultimate chas v'sholom rebellious son. He's going to the extreme opposite of Avram. Avram was all-inclusive. He's midas ha-chesed. Yitzchak is the one. See, Avram is out there. He talks. He's out there. In Chumash, you see, he goes, he deals with it. His tent is open for everybody. Yitzchak is very quiet. He's very reserved. Yitzchak is midas ha-din. He's the one who's pachad Yitzchak. Ultimately, is that opposite of his father. But there's no machlokes. Ki midas Avram v'Yitzchak, shama avo v'ira. These are two midas. Avram Avinu represents midas ahavas Hashem. Iras Hashem is Yitzchak. Ki yadu shneim emes. Both of them are true. They are not opposites to each other, but they are balances to each other. Gam yachav etzorach lovd isborach b'shneim, and you need both. And Reb Tzadok will explain, as we're going to see a little later, that Ava Veira, which is Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin, which is Avram and Yitzchak. This is the duality of the world, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ahava, just the opposite, and we are Midas HaDin, but we incorporate both. Our unity is by living in a world of ambivalence, in the world of contradictions. We realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something clear, only chesed, only din, is exactly reconciling the opposites. This is the unity of life that Yitzchak realized, that you need innovation, you need creativity, you need diversity. Unity is not a single focus, it's not monochromatic. Unity is the ability to harmonize opposites. Because this is the highest form of unity. Yitzchak is the one who creates that. The same way you have the Mayim Elyonim, God created the upper water, which is the water that He gives, and the lower water, which is the water that we bring up. There is always this double motion in the world. And they understood that the world has this double motion. There is such a thing as the attraction of the planets, gravity, and there's pulling out of the planets. And that creates the ultimate balance. There is relativity and there is quantum. The world lives in these contradictions and the unity is reconciling them. The one who took that step is Yitzchak. Each one is true in his own place. And then he's going to explain about the Bonim Acharka, but the generations later, but after they inculcated these two Midas in Klal Yisrael, Midas Ahava and Midas Ha'ira, which is Avram and Yitzchak, and Avram and Yitzchak are the two pillars that created Klal Yisrael. So all of us have that. But what happens is that some people have Midas Ha'chesed driving, and some people, Midasu, have Midas Adin. You realize that the Jewish people have always this duality. You have the Hasidim, which love and Simcha tilts, and the other ones, the Litvish, which is the opposite. They are, for them, the best day is probably Tisha B'Av. There are people like this, right? That's the Chag. That's why? Because there are people, it's the diversity. So by Avram and Yitzchak, this is not a stereo, it's not a contradiction, but by the people, it's always a contradiction because you have those two and we cannot balance them completely. So we tilt towards one or the other. That's the Savya Machloikas. That's how the Machloikas comes. You don't realize that that contradiction, that stira, that dichotomy is what creates life. But when people, once they have the dichotomy within yourself, you always have to get one side to tilt over the other. And that's why you have Machloikas. One guy says, okay, Ahava is better, and we'll focus on that way. The other one is Ira is better. But the beauty of Klal Yisrael is that you don't realize that because we have these different movements, they balance each other out. There was never a movement in Klal Yisrael that was monochromatic, that somebody came up with an idea and everybody accepted. And if you do that, it's probably, not probably, it's for sure wrong. Because you always have that balance. But it's sometimes you have to balance Avram and Yitzchak were that balance, that now became part of us, and each neshama tilts to one side. But Klal Yisrael as a unit creates that balance. We know the Hasidim, The Tzemach Tzedek was used to say that, if not, that probably the Groen is Talmidim contributed more to Hasidus than perhaps the Hasidim themselves, because they created a balance. Even Zionistic ideas and the anti-Zionists, always there is this dichotomy that creates the beautiful balance, because the Ichud HaGomur, and we're going to see something givaldic here in this parsha. Let's continue. Vezeyomarkach, that's what happens. One says one thing, one says the other, because the neshama pulls out one side. Kikvarem kula mechuborem yichud machad, because now all of us have both. So each one pulls out one side. Ganke bechalificha ba mizeh shvitosem kolechad bechilof. So that's why each one pulls to one side, because he feels that that side should be the one tilting. That's why by Avrom and Yitzchok, they're so different, there's no machlokes. Because each one brought his uniqueness, but now that all of us have those two midas, we have this Jewish anxiety that we need to decide which one is right. And the Yaakov Avinu, which incorporates both, the Ikar Machloikes comes by the children of Yaakov Avinu. Yosef and Yehuda represents this dichotomy within, because once you have both, now it becomes an internal anxiety. Besought by them, by Yosef, became a war. And that's why the pasuk says, "Milchama should be on your enemies, not on your brothers." Because we are all one; both of us have the two, and we need that. And we need this dichotomy, and the dichotomy is essential. We are going to learn about the dichotomy, because that is what makes Yitzchok different than Ishmael. Ishmael looks at his father and says, you know something, my father went to here, I'm taking this to the utmost. I'm going to take that to the utmost. And that is the mistake, because that creates the concept of Ishmael, that he mutates ahava, love and chesed, into lust and desire. He's uncontrollable. Yitzchok was the one who realized that the multitude means that there is uniqueness. You have to create your own uniqueness. You realize that this is, in Machshava, uniquely Jewish. And I mentioned so many times that all these thinkers of the modern science gave this a lot of value, because it allowed people to realize that science needs to have innovation. There's nothing wrong. The world needs innovation. The world is not perfect. Perfection is not natural. Perfection is brought by us. And this is what it is. Now, we are going to learn today how this translates into God's names. We know that the highest name that we know, the largest name, is the name of 72 letters, which is the name which is quoted in our Parsha. In Parsha's Beshalach, that's the name. Says the Gro in Tikunei Zoyer Tikun Dalet, Klal Hashemus. This is the Gro that explains all the names of Hashem, because the names are the way how he portrays himself. Shem Ein Beis, the Shem of 72 letters. Hu Mishlosha Psukim. The name emanates from three psukim by Kriyas Yamsuf. Vaisa Vayovoy Vayet. The psukim are right below. In Posuk, Perik Yudalet, Posuk Yutes, Vaisa Malach Elokim Olech Lifnei Machane Israel. The Malach Elokim that was ahead of the Jewish nation. Vayelech Mechareim. By Kriyas Yamsuf, he went on the back. Vaisa Amude Anan Mipneim Vayamude Achareim. And the Amude Anan and the cloud also went from the front to the back. Vayovui Bemachane Mitzrayim Uvin Machane Israel. And that the Malach Elohim went to separate between the Jews and the Mitzrim. Vayanan v'achoshech, and there was darkness to the Mitzrim. Vayar et alayla, and this was light for the Jews. Velo karav zel ze kol alayla, and the night, they did not touch each other. And the third posuk, Vayet Moishes Yoda layam, Moish Rabbeinu inclined his hand to the sea. Vayolech Hashem atayam urachadim, and then came a very big wind. And the sea turned into dry land. Each pasuk here has 72 letters. These three psukim compose the name of Hashem, which is called the 72. Says the Gro, שכל אחד הוא מאמבית אותיות, each one has 72 letters, ואין אחד ביושר ואחד למפרע ואחד ביושר. The psukim are read. One goes from beginning to end. The second pasuk goes from the end to the beginning. And the third pasuk goes straight. Which is the first shem? Vav of Vayisa, the Hey of Halayla, and the Vav of Vayesh, Vayet, which is the shem Vahu. When the Oshanas, when we say Ani, Vahu, Hoshiana, we're going to learn about that. Those are the two of the 72 names. Rashi in the Gemara in Sukkah quotes that when we say Ani, Vahu, Hoshiana, those two is the first one is the name Vahu, which is the first Vav, the Hey, and the Vav. The second name is Yud, Lamed, Yud, Yeli, Yud, Lamed, Yud. Always the first of the pasuk, the last of the second, and it goes, one goes straight, one goes backwards, one goes straight. 72 names of three. Two of them we use in the Hoshana, Ani and Vahu, we use in the Hoshana. We're going to see why we use two of the 72. Says the Gro, Vehen Bechagat. These names are like this because it's Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. We're going to explain all of this. Chesed is the first, Gvura is the second, Tiferet is the third. Vehem kli b'malchus sham b'itztarfus apsukim b'shloi shoyisus b'itzah tiferet shokolel shloi shavon. This is connected the three of us. V'ur amuz b'shem havaye b'milu yudin. And if you know how this in the Shem Havaye, how this name of 72 emanates from the Shem Yudke Vovke, if you spell out Yudke Vovke in the biggest spelling, which is the point, Yud, you spell Yud Vav Dalet. Hey, you spell Hey Yud. Vav, you spell Vav Yud Vav. And Hey, you spell Hey Yud, all with Yudin. All together, it's 72. Which is the three psukim, this is the name of 72, which is Havaye B'milu Yudim, V'hu Misitra de Chesed. And this comes from Chesed. Says the Megal HaMukos, the word Chesed, Begimatria, 72. What does that mean? So the name, there are three names. First of all, three. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. And one goes straight, the other goes back. Dafka Bayamsuf. They are 72 because the Shem Yudke Vovke Bimilu Yudim is 72. The word Chesed is also 72. What does that mean? And we're going to see Rabbeinu Bechaye in a second. But the answer is very, very simple. Okay? Chesed is 72. The ultimate Chesed of Hashem was a three-way process. Was one process that He created the emanation from Him. But that's not enough. We had to actually earn from here, to take that potential and to earn, and that's unique from us. So this is the first one. The first one, Vayisa Malach Elohim, Midas Adin, the first one, it went to the back. The Midas Adin goes to the back because the front is on Chesed. Vayovoi Bemachne Sol Vemachne. Then there is Midas Adin, which is Laila, which is punishment, which is justice. There is a chesed of Hashem to give and to be kind, but then there is a need for us to earn it. And it's darkness, and we bring from darkness night, and it goes backwards. And then there is vayet, that when you have this contradiction, there is a third which inclines towards one or the others, which is the balance. Those are the three forces of nature. One force of nature is giving. The other one is taking and receiving and working with it. And then the third one is this contradiction to create balance. But in Chazal, this is Chesed. Chesed is not giving somebody something. That's a mistake. Chesed is giving somebody the opportunity to earn himself. That's why the Rambam says there are seven levels of tzedakah. What is the highest level of tzedakah? Is giving somebody a job, an opportunity to earn his keep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed, and that is the chidush. The ultimate chesed is this, and this was, by the way, the gilu of Yam Suf. You know what the gilu of Yam Suf was? That life, there are good times, but life is full of tribulations, of suffering. Until Kiryas Yam Suf, you always thought that God gives you a punishment, and then He rescues. But it doesn't make sense, right? Because you look at yourself and say, one second, you look at the Jewish calendar. It's always somebody trying to kill us. We get saved and we have a meal to celebrate. One second, what's the purpose of putting us in danger and saving us? Cut it out. I mean, we don't have to go ahead and spend so much money in Pesach. We could don't have to have Paro. Don't give us Paro and don't give us Pesach. What is the problem? It's like you put somebody into trouble and then you save him from the trouble that you yourself put him into. It doesn't make much sense. And that was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim and he tells Paro, and Paro refuses it. And then God punishes Paro with the 10 makas. Why make it so difficult? And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, "Umeaz bati el Paroi. From the time I came to Paro, Hera Lamazai, you made the Jews suffer. And you never saved the Jews. So you made them suffer. Why did you do that? Kriyas Yamsuf is the revelation that every single thing makes sense. You realize that the Gilui of Hashem, the revelation, the awesomeness was only possible because Paro did not allow the Jews to go out because he refused. You realize that the evil was the reason why good came about. And that's what it says by Yam Suf. Sus verochvo ramavayam. The horse and the rider were drowned. Chazal say that what the sus, what the horse, was the rider. Paro as the rider was the one who brought Gilui Hashem. You realize the sea broke and opened up. And Paro went into the water. He's crazy. One second after you do this, you realize that this is not a game to play. Why don't you run out? But if you'd have run away, then miracle would not be perfect. So who is the real hero? Who is the real star of Kriyas Yam Suf? It's not the Jewish people. It is Paro. Because the evil brought the best good. Because that's why the Midrash says, Be'az chotosi lefanecha. I use the word oz, then. And I sing to you, Moshe tells Hashem. Why? Beis Halevi quotes the Midrash because he says, "As bosi ledaber paro." Moshe Rabbeinu used the word "oz." From the time I came to Paro, Hera Alamazeh got worse for the Jews. And it says in the Midrash, "Be'az ani omer shira." That's why I use the word "az yosher Moshe." Explains the Beis Halevi this idea, because when he came to Paro, he says, "Why are you making it so difficult?" But when he saw in Yam Suf, he realized that that difficulty is what brought the good. In the world, what appears to be suffering, what appears to be challenges, are the good. So we don't celebrate only for being rescued from the evil. We celebrate for the evil that brought the rescue. Because through the evil, through Paro, we got to know who Hashem is, that He exists. It was a fundamental change in our lives that would not be possible if not for Paro. This is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Chesed of Hashem is not a one-way path. It's really a three-way path. It's a way in, it's a way out, it's a way in, and a balance. Chesed is not only giving. And that's such a lesson for us, right? If you give to your children. If you want to do Chesed for your children, if you just give them, that is not Chesed. Jewish chesed is you have always to balance. You have to give and you have to punish and you have to put boundaries. Shabbos, to have a Shabbos that's all great and awesome, but there are no boundaries, that's not a Shabbos. Life is these three ways. Chesed is the shame of three letters each one. Ani vahu. We're going to see how these names go. But this is what is unique about chesed. Stating Groh, we're going to see the Groh. The Groh says, there are 70 people came to Mitzrayim. And the two heads of the two people is Avrom and Yitzchok. That's why it's 72. Ani Vahu is keneged the two names of Avrom and Yitzchok, which are the two pillars of the chesed that balance. And 70 is how it expresses it. This is the ultimate chesed. And the one who brought it to the world is Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok is the beginning of Avodah. Says the Rabbeinu Bechayi, וצריך אתה לדעת כי שלושה פסוקים יש כל אחד בהם 72 אותיות. Though each pasuk has 72 letters, שהם בין כולם 216 אותיות. Altogether is 216 letters. ומשלושתם יוצא שם שבהם טבע. So this is the famous name of 72. כל שם ושם יוטיותיו בשלושות. Every one of the names has three letters. ושם בן עין בייז נחקר מן הספיר הרביעי של חסד. And this is the ultimate expression of חסד. ויסה כנגד החסד, ויבוא כנגד הגבורה, ויית כנגד התפארת. ויש להזכיר כי אותיות ראשון מן הפסוק הראשון לקרוא את הפסוק השלישי. The first letter of the first פסוק. And the first letter of the third פסוק. יויצוס כסידרון סדמין. They go from the right to the left. Because it's חסד goes from the right to the left. אבל אמצעיות, the middle פסוק, שהן יוצאות בפסוק השני, שהן לימידת הגבורה, that's מידס הדין, that's לילה, הן הולכות למפרע. Where does it come from? From the left to the right. ולצד שמאל, כי הוא ולצד ימין, אבל אמצעיות שהן יוצאות בן הפסוק, כי הוא מתחיל מן האחרונה של לילה, comes from the האחרונה. והנה שלושתם נחזים בזה בזה, the three of them connect, ונעשה בהם שמחה של 72. This is the beginning of the name of 72. וכל זה כשרדו בשלבות שלושה אבות המרכב העליונה. And this is כנגד אברום, יצחוק ויעקב. אברום is the one that's giver. The one that earns back is יצחוק. And יעקב is the balance between the two that becomes the Jewish balance. ודע כי זה הים שעברו בו ישראל ים סוף היה. Now take a look what he says, something beautiful. What sea did they cross? No, you realize that people call the Red Sea. But it's not the Red Sea. Perhaps it's the Reed Sea because Suf is a reed. But he says a little different. How do you know that Yam Suf? So he says, ואף על פי שלא הזכיזה בפירוש, לא בציבו ישב ולא במים. Even though by decree as Yam Suf, it doesn't say Yam Suf. It says the sea. They encountered the sea. What the heck? What sea it is? כים סתם, והנה בשירה שאומרו יסמיד יעבור ומזכיר טובו בים סוף. But in the שירה it says, טובו בים סוף. כי אחרי עבור ומזכיר ויסה מוישה ישראל מים סוף, והוא ים האחרי. ים סוף in Hebrew, says the בן וחיי, means the final sea. על כן נקרא ים סוף. This is ים סוף, because this is the experience of the end of days. You know what the experience of the end of days is? What we saw in Yam Suf, when everything fits in together. That the evil and the good and the balance is all chesed. That expression is Vatischak Leyoim Achrin. That's why Yam Suf means not the Red Sea. It doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Mechai, the Reed Sea. It means the final sea. Miyam Soif. So it's not Yam Suf, it's Yam Soif. Because Leosid Lovoy. You know what we said? We said when we experienced Yam Suf, what did we say? We said Shira. The word Shira, and I mentioned before, the word Shira, the Tzodok always says, it has many meanings in Hebrew. Shira means a song. Shira also means a necklace. Hashirim v'etzada. Ashir means a leash. Kol bale ashir yoitzim b'shir v'nichnosim b'shir. And ashir also means a wall, a surrounding wall. That's meloshon shur. What's the common denominator between a necklace and a necklace really and a bracelet, a leash, a wall, and a song? Because shir means a circle. Shir always means a circle. Anything the circle of each shir, that's why a necklace, a bracelet, a leash, a wall is a circle. Shira is the expression of song when everything is harmonized, everything fits in. You realize that the beginning and the end meet. That's not that the end goes away from the beginning. It gets back to the beginning. It creates a circle. That is the Yam Soif. This is the Chesed. That's the name of Ein Beis, where Chesed, Din, and Tiferet become one. וכן יזכיר דוד, ויגר בים סוף ויחרה. הקדוש ברוך הוא סקרם את ים סוף. אומנם יש מנקרא ים שעל יוד עובר ישראל את הים, וזה אוב ימר על ים בים סוף, כי גם ים סוף כי הוא סוף המיילס. Midas Yam, which is Yam, is Keneged Chamishim. We all know Yam is Begimatra Chamishim. That's the Keneged Shar HaChamishim. Shar HaChamishim is the one that creates the ultimate balance and reconciliation of Yam, of the life. It's called Yam B'Yam Suf. Let's continue a little bit more. Hashem Yilochem Lachem. Yadu HaKimidas Adin Anim Lachem Ezen Chreves B'Yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Mitzrayim. So why does it say Hashem, Havaya is the name of Midas HaChesed? Why does it say Hashem yilachem lachem? Leroyski benes atzum azeh beovdam amitzim sham hayta midas harachamim. Yam Suf was a nes, or midas hadin showed that is an expression itself of chesed. I just told you, because Paro was the one who gave the biggest benefit to the Jewish people. But he says something even deeper. Mishutefes midas hadin, that in every time there is a punishment, there is a bright side to it. What is that? ואף על פי שנראה כי מידה סדין נמתחה להם לך לא יסו, because even by the Mitzrayim, it appeared to me that the Egyptians were punished. לגמרי כליאלון חרוד ושקוד ולישה במדך, the Pasuk says, no one was left of the Mitzrayim. הרי מצינו שם שיתו מידה סרחה, but that's not true. Why? שניתנו לקבורה. They were buried. God made sure that the Mitzrayim were buried. ממה שקוסו נטיסה ימינכו תבלוהם עוז הארץ. You open your right hand, in the Shira says, and you know what you did? Tivlo emo aretz. You made the earth swallow them. Vayemin umidas hachesed. Natisa yemin chayz de chesed. Because what is burial, people? Burial is that when you take somebody dead, he becomes part of the earth, and it becomes the process of life. Even the Mitzrayim, they didn't get lost. They became part of a different process. Chidush of Yam Suf is that at the end, nothing is lost. Even Paro Melech Mitzrayim, which says, Lo Nishar Bayem Adechot, they were buried. When Harugei Beitar were buried, you know what bracha we said? Hatoiv Ve'ameitiv. Because the burial is the idea that the end becomes the beginning. Por Aduma, right? Por Aduma is Taras Amesim. We know that Por Aduma takes away Tumas Meis. In Jewish law, there is a halacha that offer ikri efer, that ashes and dirt are interchangeable. Even though offer is written with an ayin and efer is written with an aleph, they're interchangeable. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from Por Aduma. Because by the red heifer, by Por Aduma, it says, velokhu me'afar srifa safahat, as you should take from the dirt of the heifer. And you know that the Porah doesn't have dirt, she has ashes. Here, Chazal learned that ashes and dirt are interchangeable. What's the message? And why Dafka by Por Aduma? Ashes is the end of something. When you burn something, becomes ashes, it's the end of the process. You know what dirt is? It's the beginning of the process. Every human came from dirt. Chazal tell you that the end and the beginning is all the same. That's Por Aduma. The Taira Sames is that death is the end of one, but the beginning of another process. There is nothing that's lost in the process. It's all part of a cycle of life. Says Rabbi Rebechai, this was by Paro himself. Even Paro that was destroyed, he was never destroyed. He was buried in Nita Nikvura. Notisa imincho, your chesed is that even Paro becomes part of a process to be born. Says Rabbi Rebechai, וכן מצינו לעתיד, even לא עשיד לו, ובמיניין מלחמס גויג, שקוסו וייצא השם ונלחם בגויים ההם, the מלחום against גויג, ואין סופי כי הוא נמר למידה סדין, that's the ultimate midah sadin, that's the destruction of the enemies of the Jewish people. ואפל בי כן מצינו שם שיתוף הרחמים, but Hashem says that even punishment of Rishoyim is never a punishment. והוא שאיסקו לקבורה, because also they will be buried and part of a process. כי כן קוסו ואח ביום ההוא אתן מקום לגוג, attend the Gog Makom Sham Kever, that day I'll give a place for Gog to be buried. This is the idea that our chesed, it's all chesed. But Midas Adin is the form of how chesed is able to express itself. This is the experience of Yam Suf. But like, look at how the Begal HaMukis. The Begal HaMukis is somebody we are giving our Shiron Shabbos. The Begal HaMukis is one of the thinkers that came. He lived in the 17th century. He is somebody who in his kevet writes that he had Gilui Eliyahu. He's somebody who brought into a perspective of Gematria of Kabbalah that was truly unique. He is the Talmud of Darizal. He is the third mouth of Darizal. Darizal had himself, and then he had a student called the Mari Srug, the Bisol Srug, and the Bisol Srug had is part of the Bari Srug is, we all know most of what he spoke through something called the Asora Mamores, the Ramah Mifano. That's the second mouth, and he learned from the Ramah Mifano. So Chazal, the tradition is that he's the third mouth of Dari. Okay, and he had Gilu Ilyo, and he's amazing. Well, listen to what he says. Oifin nun gimel, Isa b'sidei roza, sheish b'chalolo sholom tashachar lofi malochim. In the world, there are 720,000 malochim. V'tam adovar, why 720,000? Because amarti oilom chesed ibone, the world is chesed. V'akol kalul miyud, we know that there were asara mamores, the world was created. 10 peomim chesed is 72 is chesed. 10 times chesed is 720. Now, you realize that 720 is the operative number that you should have in the world. Why? The word Bereshis that was created, the word Bereshis, could be permutated by 720 times. Right? Because there are six letters. It's 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6. All together 720. Bereshis, all the Bria, is cycles of 720. He is going to explain here. That's why there is such a focus on 30 days. 30 days, see, for me, it's very relevant, this. Because my mom passed away on Shabbos. And the same Shabbos, a few hours later, my grandson was born. So it comes out that the shloishim of my mom is the pidyon haben of my grandson. And both of them are 30. But they are, if you understand what he's going to tell you, two sides of the same coin. Because what's the focus on 30 days? Because existence is a function of 30 days. Let's say if you are a guest, you come to a city, you become a resident after 30 days in halacha. If you borrow a talis and it becomes yours, you have to put tzitzis after 30 days. If you have a house and you have to put a mezuzah, if you rent a house in Chutz La'aretz for 30 days, the house is not yours. After 30 days, the house becomes yours. 30 days times 24 is 720. There are 720 hours in 30 days. Kenegedi 7, because the creation, reality, can only sink in, can only be in its full expression in 30 days. 30, because the Asora Mamores, God created the world with 10 utterances. The 10 utterances need to be heard in three ways. I just told you the psukim. There is one which is chesed, there is one which is din, and there is one which is tiferes, the balance. Therefore, you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the number 30. That's how existence becomes real. That's when things become one, becomes united, becomes real. That's why the word Bereshis is 720, which is Keneged Nedim Chesed, which is the number of hours in 30 days. That's why there is such a focus on 30 days. Chazal learned 30 days from the word Iye. It says by Nozir, Stam Nizirus is 30 days. How do you know? Because Kodesh Iye, Iye, the word Iye Begimatra is 30. So all the Rishonim ask, 1 second, you learn halacha, the Nizir is 30 days from a gematria? Gematria is part peros l'chokhma. Gematria is something nice, but you learn halacha. So the Rishonim, some Rishonim, so Rosh says, you're right, that's not a, we don't learn from there. It's a tradition, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that's an asmachda. That's only some kind of a placeholder. The Ramban, however, learns, no. This is one place where we learn, is one of the 32 midas that Torah nidreshes. There is one midah called Gematria, and we learn from Gematria, through the word Iyeh. Now why? Because it's very simple. Because what's Iyeh? Iyeh is being. Being, to be, takes 30. And what being means? That the letters and the numbers become one. That connection between the is the number 3. That's the number 72. That's why you need 30 days. 30 days is when the numbers and the letters become one, what Chazal call Oiras and Kelim. That's why the number 30 is learned from Iyeh, from the Gematria, together with the letters, and that's connected to 720 hours. And that's why Chazal say there are 720,000 forces in the world, which is the 720,000 Malochim. And that's why Shloishim of Avelos. What's the idea of Shloishim and Avelos? It says in the Zohar, because the Neshama is still connected to the Guf for 30 days. The separation can only be achieved after 30 days. That's why you can't cut your hair for 30 days. That's why you can't shave. You can't cut your nails. You can't separate from the body for 30 days. Because for 30 days, the same way the reality becomes real, connects in 30 days, it separates in 30 days also. Shem Shmuel always says, the amount it takes to make it, it takes to break it. And to create a new reality, it takes 30 days. And that's why Pidyon HaBen is also 30 days. The why? Because even though it's a baby might not be a Nephil, might not be a stillborn before 30 days, but to be a real child, as he's going to explain, he has to go through the full cycle of life. That's why he's only a child after 30 days. That's when the neshama connects to the goof. That's the idea of chesed, the 720 hours that need to be passed by, which is the 30 days, the three times the Asura Mamoris. And therefore, Shloishim and Pidyon HaBen are two sides. Shloishim is the separation of the neshama. Pidyon HaBen is the connection with the neshama. So you realize that those two are two sides of the same coin in Chazal, and that's what the Megal Amuk is going to explain. So says this, continues, it says, V'chen ha-malach ha-olam kulo kuf mem dalet alofim yomim. That's why if you take the 6,000 years, it's going to be also a total of 342,000 days. V'simen chadesh yameinu kekedem. Kedem is 100 and... So, I mean, kekedem is 144 days. Arba ruchu es yesh ba'olam. So if you take 144, which is 1,000 days, which is the time of the world, you take the four sides of the world, four times 144, and aretz la'rakia, from the aretz to the rakia, in other words, the height of the world, is 500 years. Shu gamken kuf mem dalet alofim yomim. This is also 144,000 days. Nimtza hepei hakuf mem dalet v'utashach. If you take 144 times 5, which is the four sides of the world and the height of the world, each one times 144 comes out to 720. Because 720 is the structure of the world. The world was structured in 720, which is the name 72. That the name 72 is what shines in creation. The Asura Mamoris, each Maimer is an expression of the same 72, which is the Chesed that comes about through the three portion of it, which is Chesed, Din, and the balance. That's why it says when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, we took the army of Hashem. Shem Tashach Tziruvim Tzivoisai. The word Tzivoisai also has 720 permutations. Kedin Teva Shel Shishoisis. Like every word that has six letters, there are this number of permutations. We'll skip a little bit. I just want to go to Mizehatam. It's four lines before the end. Mizehatam Kol Sheshosh Shloishim Yom Ba'adam. That's why you need when a person is born. Only after 30 days, in a nefel. You only become a real creature after 30 days. Before 30 days, the neshama is not mechuberes to the guf. Ki b'shloishim yom, because 30 days, yesh tashach shoes. It has 720 hours. U'bazeh hekef odom, es midas hachesed klolos yud. This is the experience, the creation. You realize the creation is the chibur of the neshama in the guf. Is the chibur of midas chesed and midas adin? It's all an expression of chesed. To tell you that, that's why neshama creation is always 30. That's why to enter the Jewish people, the yifat Torah, ubach sesavia vesima yerach yomim, she has also to cry for 30 days. That's why Pesach, right? The halacha of Pesach. The halacha is how many days? Pesach you experience one day. Chazal learned the Moshe Rabbeinu's mesaken that shloishim yom kodem hachag. You have to start experiencing Pesach 30 days before the Chag. Because it takes 30 days to sink in, to connect. The Sfasem says something very interesting. He says the Jewish month is always less than 30 days. In other words, the Jewish month, we have a 30-day month and a 20-day in the month. But the Moila, the natural month, is always less than 30. He says why? Because by 30, you create a reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say that the Jewish people, our reality keeps changing. That's why we never have 30 days straight, because otherwise we'll be set in our ways. We don't want to be set in our ways. That's why the calendar is always less than 30. That's what the Sfasem says according to this. Lachen in nefel. That's why less than, more than 30 days, you're not a nefel. V'ze omar odom ki yakriv mikem, shazem lizba shel tashach, u korban lashem. That's why odom ki yakriv mikem, odom becomes a korban, it could be makriv mikem, but less than that, Ein lo yekar pidyon nafsho. There is no value in his nefesh because it's not connected to the guf. I told you, this idea connects to the shloishim. The whole idea of shloishim, if anybody understands, and not there just for shloishim, I don't want to digress too much in the shloishim, but for me it's very experiential. I'm now going through shloishim. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam in Perek Vov Milchus Avelus writes the following. It says, Chazal or Mesakin 30 days of Avelus. And what's the mekor of 30 days of Avelus? The mekor of 30 days of Avelus, what's the source? Because it says, Be'ifato arubachta et avia vetima yerach yomim, that she cried when she leaves her family to join the Jewish people. The Eifatoa, she cries for 30 days. The Rambam asks for a second. The Gemara doesn't learn from there. The Gemara learns, Gzera shova pera pera minozir. The same way a nozir keeps a pera, he keeps 30 days his hair. We learn from here that a novel needs to keep his hair for 30 days. But nothing to do with boxes of Yevesima. So, number one, the Rambam gives you, so says the Kesef Mishneh and the Radvaz. Really, the Rambam is saying the following. He's saying that the Gemara focuses on the hair. The hair needs to go for 30 days. We learned that from where? From Nozir. But the Rambam right after tells you the Avelus Shloishim has five ideas. You are not allowed to take a haircut. You're not allowed to wear clothing which are clean. In other words, if you go and you say your clothes are clean, you can't. Meaning I wear my clothing, my wife has to wear them first. I can't wear clean clothing. You cannot go to a Beis HaMishteh. You cannot go to Chasana. You cannot go to a party with friends, and you're not allowed to go traveling for business. Now, the shaila is why not traveling for business? So the Kesef Mishneh says you're not allowed to travel away for business because it's traveling far. You could do business, but you can't travel far because it's something too public and you can't do it. Those are the five things which are awesome. How do you know those five things? That's what the Rambam says, the Boch Sesavia Vesima. That's an expression of crying when the fast door goes. I never understood all of this. What does that mean? Why those five things? But the Fastor doesn't do these five things. You know the Fastor, when she becomes Jewish and she grows her hair and she grows her nails, but she doesn't, can travel, can go to Hasim. What does that say? And this is the reason, because the Gemara learns. So the Kasha is, number one, why those five things specifically? Number two, the Rambam, this is almost like a made-up drosha, because we don't have a source for it. The Radva says a source in the Yerushalmi, but I spoke to this a circular Yerushalmi, because it's not the Yerushalmi. Somebody quotes the Yerushalmi and added to the Yerushalmi, the Rambam, but there's no Yerushalmi. That's the McDonald's, there's no Yerushalmi. And the Gemara focuses on the hair, and the Rambam changes the boxes of Yevesim of Eserech Yomim. But once we understand this Megalamuk, as I just told you, it's so clear. What is the 30 days? To create a reality, right? To create the reality of creating this unity, which is the reality of the world, is always 30 days, because the number, the three mamoros, Asara mamoros, which is 720 hours. Says the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel, the neshama to separate from the guf, it takes 30 days also. And that's why you can't cut your hair, right? Because the hair is the, what is the hair, right? It's from your head, it's trying to extrapolate, to go out, to go to something higher. You can't cut nothing from the goof because it's still connected. Things that don't belong to the goof anymore are connected. You have to experience vicariously what the neshama is experiencing. So this is the experience. Chazal said, you know something, the neshama has five neshamas. We learned in our shiurim before. There are five souls, if you understand. This is the idea. The idea is the hair, is the expression of what Avelos is all about. But what is it? The Rambam tells you, you learn from Yeshas Yifastor, the same way Yifastor, when she leaves her family and she joins the Jewish family, she needs a process of 30 days. The Neshama, when she leaves the Guf, she needs a process of 30 days also. So the Rambam is saying, what the Rambam is doing, he's interpreting the hair. The Gemara says, you can't cut your hair. But it's not all your hair, it's your nails and you can go traveling. Says the Rambam, what the Gemara is trying to tell you, the reason why you can't cut your hair is because the idea is you can't separate. The neshama is going to travel away from the goof. And you can't separate it for 30 days because I told you, 30 days is what creates reality. So to break reality and create a new reality, says the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel, needs 30 days. That's why the Rambam interprets the Gemara with Boksa Vesavia Vesima Cherech Yomim. And Chazal, when they told us to experience, they told there are five things that you have to do to experience the lack of separation. Those five things is Keneged the far parts of the Neshama. Keneged the Yechida. The Yechida is the one that connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She wants to connect and to get out. This is the cutting the hair. That's why you can't cut your hair. You can't wear clean clothing because when a person passes away from the world, the clothing is the goof, and you're going to wear new clothing. But you can't do that for 30 days. The neshama can't do it. That's why the mourner can't do that either, because the mourner vicariously is going to express what the neshama is going through. And by the way, that's a great message. You know what the message is? That from now on, when somebody dies, the people leaving carry their work. And therefore, when somebody dies, the mourner has to go through the experience of the dead person, because now you vicariously are carrying the dead person. You become kara de avua. You become the feet of your parents. You are going to keep the legacy. Therefore, you have to start experiencing the neshama. So the chaya, we know that the chaya is the one that gets the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are the clothing. That's the one that gets the new clothing, but you can't get the new clothing for 30 days. That's why you cannot wear clean clothing for 30 days. You cannot go to a chasana. Chasana, we know that the learning of Torah is biyom chasunosoi. The neshama is the one that experienced learning. The learning of the neshama after she passes away is a much higher form of learning, but she can't experience that for 30 days because she's still connected to the goof. That's why you cannot go to a chasana. And that's why the ruach, which is metaphysical, is going to experience learning, but it's not the same kind of learning. It's simcha mereyus. It's like a party of friends. She's going to have a party of friends, and she can't do it for 30 days. That's why you can't have it either. And that's why you cannot travel far away, because the one that travels far away is the nefesh, which is the physical neshama, that she goes from something physical and she travels to something spiritual. Because she cannot travel the first 30 days, Aloha is, you can't travel 230 days. So if you look at the Rambam is saying something givaldic, that the hair is the message. The Rambam interprets the hair because you're traveling away. You box the Savia Vesima Erech Yomim, and Chazal gave to people to experience each part of his soul, how this is going to travel away by having the five Inuim of the Neshama. And the reason is because it takes 30 days to create reality. It takes 30 days to break reality, because all the world is an expression of Chesed. Chesed is 72 times Asor Vavod is 720, which is the hours of 30 days. And 30 is realizing that the Asor Mamores can only be experienced in the threefold aspect. The Chesed is not Chesed, it's only three. The one who created that message is Yitzchok. Yitzchok realized that for Avraham Avinu to be able to exist, he has to create the second path. The Avraham Avinu created a path downwards. Now we have to create a path upwards. That's why Torah Shebichsav could never exist without Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving to us, Keneged Avraham. Torah Shebal Peh is what we do with it. And that's why Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Yisai, is unique to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a perspective that somebody else can't have. Those are the crown of the letters of Rabbi Akiva, that he was able to put crowns to give royalty to the letters, but each one was unique. And even Rabbi Akiva didn't have all the answers, because he didn't have an answer of his own death. So this is the message, and that's the unique message of Klal Yisrael. The Shema in base, the Shema Chesed, is a Shem made out of three letters, that goes forwards, backwards, and forwards. Yam Suf, you realize that all of this is all one and an expression of Chesed. So this is the message, and hopefully we'll be able to carry and to realize that Pidyon HaBen, the Shloishim, is all Hainu Hach.